We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Josh Feldman is joining us on the phone. And Josh, I'm very curious to know exactly what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' role will be in terms of, converting the convention center into a COVID-19 treatment unit.
Well, there's a couple of things that have to happen before we get involved. I mean, first of all, we have been involved. We were tasked by FEMA to do an assessment of the facility, which just kind of looks at the general infrastructure and whether or not the facility is capable of being converted to an alternative care facility. ACF is the acronym here used. So to make sure that the facility has the bones, the infrastructure, the engineering support necessary to convert it to an ACF. Once that's done, and we have done that, we did that last Friday, we turned that over to FEMA and the state for them to decide and how to proceed. So right now it's really up to the state to make that request if they want to go forward with converting the convention center to an alternative care facility. If that is their desire, they'll submit that to FEMA, and then FEMA will turn around and say, okay, Corps of Engineers, do your thing. And our thing is to turn around a very quick design. We have kind of pre-planned designs that will site adapt to the specific facility. We can turn those around in 2 or 3 days. We get those out to contractors. We have a pre-selected list of contractors that have been pre-qualified. They'll bid the job very quickly. We'll award the contract. We'll take that site-adapted plan and do the definitization, we call it, where we kind of identify the very specific details of the work. From there, it's just off to the races. So that whole process of design, contracting, award, definitization, it's very fast, especially in a large-scale contract world. We're talking maybe a week or so, all said and done, for them to get started on the ground for converting the facility. Okay. Once that happens, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, so if the governor were to say, okay, the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center could be greenlit for the project, just so I know I'm clear, it would take about a week for you guys to get everything set up fully operational?
No. Just a week to get us to the point that we're actually building things out. So there is some process that's involved in order to get somebody under contract. These contracts tend to be quite large, but so there is a little bit, but it's a lot faster than it typically is. And speed, of course, is of the essence. We want to get out in front of this, in front of the peak and in front of the necessary surge of patient care spaces. So once that happens, it really becomes dependent on the facility itself, the design of that facility, and then what is expected to go in it. You know, whether it's going to be COVID care or non-acute, non-COVID care, there's a whole spectrum, as you might expect, of care that can be provided. And obviously, the more intensive care, the more complex the project is. But what I can tell you without really detailed plans and knowing what's going to go in this facility is that we're measuring construction in terms of weeks, not months. You know, we downstate the Javits Center was turned around in a matter of, I think, 3 or 4 weeks. So these processes are and projects are moving exceptionally fast. And that's, like I said before, that's our number one goal, is to get quality care in place as fast as possible.
So I'm looking at this situation, you know, all the politicians have been saying, all right, the apex of this is going to be in maybe 2 or 3 weeks from now. That's kind of the rough estimate on that. Would that make it that much more vital for the governor to approve the convention center now so that you guys can go about, you know, bidding it out and then creating it itself? Is it important for them to do it sooner rather than later?
What I'll tell you is I think, obviously, the sooner we get a project awarded, the sooner it's constructed. I don't want to speculate on whether or not it's needed and the timing for when it's needed. I think that's really the state's decision. But of course, the sooner we get a project, the sooner we can build it. But like I said, when it's needed, whether it's needed is really entirely a decision of the state.
So the convention center, the county executive said on Wednesday that it would be about 1,000 beds. Would it be on that second floor, kind of that the main stage area that everyone goes to for big events?
Primarily, yes. That's so with any care facility, there's going to be patient care areas, and then there's going to be all the supporting areas. But generally speaking, the patient care areas would be on that large convention space. And then some of the ancillary spaces would be scattered throughout.
What would be on the first floor?
We haven't gotten to that detail yet. Like I said before, the initial assessment is just it's a rapid, you know, couple of hours assessment to make sure that the building could support, you know, it has the power, the emergency power, the heating, ventilation, air conditioning. It has water and sewer and all the amenities, the bones necessary to build out. So the actual details of how that site will be laid out are still to be determined. And it really is driven a lot by, like I said before, the type of care that goes in there, whether it's COVID versus non-COVID is the primary distinction.
So I assume then that the decision is still on the table, whether or not, you know, who's going to be the staffing of the nurses or the doctors that are there, whether it's going to be you guys or if it's the National Guard. I mean, is it too soon to determine what that role is going to be?
I think it is, but it certainly is for us. So just to be clear, the Army Corps of Engineers is responsible in these facilities that have been greenlit for construction. We go from the initial assessment all the way through completion of construction. For equipping the facilities and staffing the facilities, that's entirely the state's responsibility. And there is, I believe, some federal assistance that happens, but it's not with the Corps of Engineers.
Okay. So, I mean, as you guys continue to have a response for coronavirus, in addition to the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center, have you guys looked at other sites throughout Western New York? And are there any that you're able to share with us that are being considered?
Not in Erie County. It's the only one that we've looked at is the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center.
Okay. What about all of Western New York, whether it's Niagara County, Cattaraugus, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, depending on where you define Western New York, yes. Yeah, there's one facility out closer to Rochester that we've taken a look at, but that one I can't talk to the details.
Okay. Anything else that you think people ought to know just about the preparations for this?
Yeah, no, I think what I would offer, though, is just a bit of a national perspective rather than a local one, just for perspective, is that, you know, the Corps of Engineers right now, I mentioned a little bit some of the work downstate, we've got over $1 billion worth of mission assignments. Those mission assignments are alternative care facilities in the works. We have 15,000 people that are either directly or indirectly involved in the coronavirus response. We have 1,100 people deployed throughout the nation. We recognize that this is the most important thing happening in America right now, and we're doing everything we can to support it and provide facilities for care for the American people as fast as we can and to the best quality we can.
Josh, a lot of people are grateful, and of course, I'm grateful for everything you guys do. Thanks for the interview today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.